it's a nice fellow, basically. He's a huge man. That they had a chance to relax. Didn't end it last night, didn't end it this night. I'm going to always talk about Meruba. Is a big parak. I did it once in Yeshiva about 14 years ago. 12 years ago. 12 years ago we did Meruba. And we had a whole winter. Now we have much less, now we have a smaller nafta time. I don't know how many guys will be here in June, but whatever it is, we have a smaller nafta time. I hope I'll go, because I hope, therefore, that I'll be able to go a little bit, especially it's helpful that I already sit here at one, so I hope I'll go a little bit faster, maybe more than a little bit faster than the last time, and we'll be able to an amount that at least we'll feel that we walked away with something. Yes, let's start without wasting any time. So the Mishnah says, move the Midas Kato. Midas Tashlumi Dalad Vehe. Midas Tashlumi Kato, my Hegas, Ben Badova Shesh Beru Chai. Ben Badova Shem Beru Chai. Midas Tashlumi Dalad Vehe, and in Hegas, Elo Beshov Besebel Bat. Shnema Kignif Isho Yisel Tvoche Oy Mechara. So it says in the Mishnah that there's the halacha that we know already from elementary school, that the person steals a shavah says, so he's chayav dalav hay. He steals other things, and he's only chayav kefil, a gneva. This parak is a parak about dina gneva and gzeila. In Torah, you have two parashas. You have a parasha of gneva, you have a parasha of gzeila. Sort of a unique thing. That's just stealing. It's the stealing of gneva and the stealing of gzeila. And gneva, shuto, is when you steal without the Bible knowing about it. You steal in secret, you sneak in secret, you can steal it. And the Torah is more machmer than that. The Gemara says that Western Dahar Tess, Nemaich Mira Torah began of Yosin with the Gazan, if he should Shehishu Koyd ever look void Koyne. That by Gezel, he's not afraid of the Bible, not afraid of the Bible, he's not afraid of the Bible either. Like Neva, he's afraid of the Bible, but he's not afraid of the Bible. That's worse to him. So the Maisig guest, the Maisig Neva is more Moz. So it's always more Machmer there, Frendinig Neva, the Yechayim, not only Karen, but Yechayim, Kefil, and Dalad Vehe. There's a word from the Biskrov. The word itself is in a way a psicha to the Yom of Neva and Zeil. The Biskrov was Medaik. It's Mipiashim, I don't think it's printed. The Biskrov was Medaik to the Shoinus with the Ramam. The Ramam, the beginning of Hilchas Gzela, it talks about Gezel, so Ram says, Kol HaGezel Es Chaveiro Yishov Eputo Eivir B'lo Yisusation Emer Leisigzo. The beginning of Hilchas Gneva, the Ram begins, Kol HaGeinib Momen Mishov Eputo V'amai Lo Eivir Alo Yisusay. The Biskov is Medayik, two nuances of difference between the Lashon HaRam by Gneva and the Lashon HaRam by Gzela. The Lashon HaRam by Gzela is Kol HaGezel Es Chaveiro Yishov Eputo. Yishov Eputo. By Gneva, the Lashon is Mishavar Puto V'mayla. Mishavar Puto or more. And another deal is that in Hilchas Gzela, he says, HaGezel Es Chavero. By Gneva, he says, HaGeinev Momen Mishavar Puto V'mayla. He doesn't say Es Chavero. So Biskov said that the chat is that the difference between Gneva and Gzela is that by Gzela, the gedder of Gzela is that he took somebody's money. It doesn't matter how he did it. You know, the maisa, how he managed to get the other person's money, is not part of the definition of gzela. However, you got somebody else's money, you're over on leisigzel. You borrowed the money, you don't pay it back, you're over on leisigzel. Whatever, it doesn't matter how the money came to you. The maisa is not important. It's the fact that the other person's money you're taking. That's gvezem karim gezel. Gneva, you need a maisa gneva to mechayim. And the maisa is dinim. That's why we're going to learn the whole of the many sukkahs, what goes into being defined as a maisig neva, mibes haganav, mibes habayim rather, mibes haish, and other dinim that have to do with defining a maisig neva. And so therefore, when it comes to gezel, so the Ram Tlashin is hagezel shavu puto, because every shavu puto is another aver. You took from somebody shavu puto. You took from him 10 shavu putos, a million shavu putos. Every puto is a separate gezel. But by gneva, where it's the Maisig Neva that we're talking about. So it's the same Maisig Neva. It can't be less than Shavar Puto. But once it's Shavar Puto, so there's no difference in Shavar Puto or $1 million. It's a Maisig Neva. What's Machayev is the Maisig Neva. Likewise, by Gezel, Ram is Magish Es Chaveroi. The Nekuda is that you appropriated somebody else's money. That's the Nekuda. It's other people's money. By Gneva, not that in Halacha makes a difference. Obviously, Gneva is also Es Chaveroi. But the Hadgosh, the way the Ram phrases it is, Hagoinev Mammon. You did a Maisig Neva. A Maisig Neva is Machayim. But the Torah was Machmir, and the Torah was Machmir and the Maisig Neva. So that's a useful concept, this Piskiro. That a Maisig, the Maisig Neva has Dinim. Maisig Zela doesn't have any Dinim. Took somebody's money, you're a gazan. There's no dinim in the mice. The mice neighbor has dinim. What qualifies as a mice neighbor and what doesn't qualify as a mice neighbor? Yeah, I think very shortly we'll see this biskrov might be useful. Okay, so the first thing the Mishnah says is that there's a difference between kefil. Kefil is broader than dalat vehi, because dalat vehi is only by shorvis. Because kefil is noig vehim adav sheish ruchayim, vehim adav sheim ruchayim, and dalat vehi is only by shorvis edulat. It's interesting thing that Cheshek Shleimi has a suffix. The back of the Gemara, from the Cheshek Shleimer. The Cheshek Shleimer has a suffix. What if somebody stole and sold? Because you have to be for a dalat vehi, you have to have tovach lemacha. What if somebody stole and sold a dead shore or a dead set? Is there a chiyuv dalat vehi? So shechit is not shayach, but mechir is still shayach. So is that called shor v'seh? Maybe if it's dead, it's not called the shor v'seh. So l'chayr from the Mishnah is meduyik that that's not called shor v'seh. Because the Mishnah says, move me this kefil, move me this dalat vehi, that kefil is noyik ben medover sheish beru l'chaim, ben medover sheim beru l'chaim, and dalat vehi is only noyik b'shor v'seh b'lvan. It's mashma. The dalat vehi is only noyig in a ruach chayim, which is a shor v'seh. Otherwise, why mention ruach chayim? If shor v'seh is even a dead shor v'seh, so the dalat vehi is also noyig ben b'dov sheish ruach chayim, ben b'dov sheim ruach chayim. It just has to be a shor v'seh, but it could be a shor v'seh that's yesh ruach chayim and a shor v'seh that's not. Doesn't have a ruach chayim. Kamat mufurish, it's really kamat mufurish in Mishnah. Kefil is ben b'dov sheish ruach chayim, ben b'dov sheim ruach chayim. Dalat vehi is only in a dov sheish ruach chayim and lo yisub b'lvad, but it has to be a shor v'seh. But a shor v'seh that's yesh ruach chayim. Then the Mishnah says another halacha. And a goyinav achar aganav mishalam tashlumi kefil v'lo yatevech v'lo yamoicher achar aganav mishalam tashlumi dalat vehe. Okay, we'll talk about that shortly. So that's another halacha. A goyinav achar aganav. That a goyinav achar aganav, that he's goyinav from aganav, so he still pays kefil. I'm sorry, he does not pay kefil. He doesn't pay kefil. He pays keren to somebody. So the Mishnah, he's only parted from kefil, he has to pay keren. Matan Mufush Bryce, what Bryce says on Samaches. First white line is Samaches Amral. Gonav uba, bonav uba, achiv a gnovay. Harishim shalom tashlum a kefil, vasheni enim shalom ela keren bilat. There is a chiyuv keren, but there's no chiyuv kefil. Kefil is only when you steal from the Bible. And likewise, tovach amochet, lo yatevech achiv, lo yatevech, lo yamoicher achagadim shalom tashlum yidalad behe. Let's see Rashi. And a goyin of achar aganav, dechsiv v'gunav v'beis ha'ish v'loim v'beis ha'ganav. That's a drasha later on, daf samach desam v'beis. The word brings a drasha, v'gunav v'beis ha'ish v'loim v'beis ha'ganav. The mashmois in Rashi is that's what the Mishnah says, that a goyin of achar aganav is both from kefil. So there's two chidushim there. First of all, he's potter from kefil to the ganav rishon. Secondly, he's potter from kefil to the baile. He doesn't have to pay kefil to anybody, not to the ganav rishon. Nor does he have to pay kefil to the baile. Those are two separate things. The Gemara, the Gemara says, take a look at the Gemara. It's worth saying on Samach Tesam and Beis. Towards the top. About a quarter of the way down, the last two words in the line are Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon stomach rina askuch. The sugya there is talking about the concept that a gneva is not called b'shus habaylum. Once something is stolen, that's an important concept. Once something is stolen, Rabbi Yechonon says, it's machlokes nigmar, but Rabbi Yechonon says, and that's a we pass him, that a gneva is no longer b'shus habaylum, because the Bible don't have control of it. A pikadon is called in ma'yoshus. Because the person who's watching it for me is watching it on my behalf, so it's under my control. It's called that it's in my rishus. It's something that's stolen or lost, also for that matter, is no longer considered to be in my rishus. Rabbi Yochanan therefore said a halacha that gonav v'loimis yashu abayim. Somebody stole something. Shneim en yochaylum, and it's before years, so he wasn't claiming to get the ganav. Shneim en yochaylum lakdisha. Neither the bailim nor the ganav could be makdishit lukavay, or sell it for that matter to somebody else. The ganav can't sell it or be makdishit because it's not shaloi. Zelafishayna shalai. Vizelafishayna vishusai. The Bialim can't be makdish it either. It still belongs to the Bialim. The Shaloi has. But it's Einer B'shusa. In order to be makdish something, you have to have Shaloi and it has to be B'shusa. We don't have a B'shusa. Ish Kiyakdish is basic. But basically, B'shusa, you have called B'shusa. So Rabbi Yochanan has a concept that in order to be makdish something, and there's who in the Gabi Mechir. It has to be yours, obviously. If it's not yours, how could you sell it? It'll be makdish. But not enough that it's yours, it also has to be in your shus. So Gneva is not, the Ganav can't be makdish. It's in his shus, but it's not Shaloi. The bottom can't be makdashit because it's not b'shusay. So Gemara says, how did Rabbi Yochanan learn that? How does he know that halacha, that concept? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, stomach in askach, the snan, our Mishnah, and a gain of achar ganim shalom tashlumi kefil. Amai, why doesn't he have to pay kefil? Bishlum a ganav vishin le mishalim, the gun of mibesa ish, le mibesa ganav. That's the pasuk that Rashi quoted. The Torah says mibesa ish. Mibesa ish means mibesa bailam. The ganav is not the bailam. He's not the ish. He's not the guy. So there's no chiv kefil to the guy of Rishon. Ela la bailim the shalom. Why didn't he have to pay the bailim? Where did that go? He stole the chayr from the bailim. Ela la shemami no zelafi sheinu shalev zelafi sheinu bishusa. The answer is because it's not from says of Yochanan. It must be because it's not bishusa bailim. It's not bishusa bailim. So therefore, there's no chiv kefil to the bailim. And who says that in order to have a chiv kefil, it has to be bishusa bailim? So the chayr, the pasuk shot is. Because that's what it says in Pasuk, the gunim mi beis ha'ish. Beis ha'ish means the rishus of the ish. Just like the Gemara, just like Rabbi Yochanan said, that you can't be makdish something that was stolen away from you. Because it says, ish ki akdish is beis ha'ish, my beis ha'ish rishus ha'ish kol rishus ha'ish. So who again, when it says, the gunim mi beis ha'ish, my beis ha'ish rishus ha'ish kol rishus ha'ish. The gunim mi beis ha'ish means that it has to be stolen from the rishus of the Bible. Here it wasn't stolen from the rishus of the Bible, because it's no longer by the Bible. So mele, that's not called mi beis ha'ish. That's not mefurish anymore. The Gemara says, the Loshon Gemara, the Gemara said to the Pasuk of the Gunim Beis Ha'ish Lagabi Lagana Rishon. Bishlam Agana Lagana Rishon is a high kefil, the Chsiv mi Beis Ha'ish, below mi Beis Agana. But why isn't he high kefil to the Bailim? Says Rabbi Yochanan, because it's Einer B'shusay. So the Gemara doesn't, in the Gemara itself, the Gemara doesn't dot the I that, and so what if it's not B'shusay Bailim? The chayra, what you have to fill in is, if it's not B'shusay Bailim, so therefore that's also not called the Gunim mi Beis Ha'ish, because it's not mi Beis Ha'ish. Because Beis Ha'ish means B'shus Ha'ish. Rabbi Kreger in the Mishnah says this way to Perish. That the mute from the Bailam is also from the Pasuk of the Gunu Mi Beis Ha'ish. They bring also this Tosfos read in the beginning of Havagazel Basra and Kukit Aleph from the Beis, says also this way, that it's all from the Pasuk of the Gunu Mi Beis Ha'ish. In other words, the Torah is going to be Beis Ha'ish. So Mi Beis Ha'ish, Ish means the Ish, the Bailam, not the Ganav. He's not the Ish. And Beis means it has to be your Jesus. You have to have both things. It has to be the Beis Ha'ish. It has to be the Ish, that means the Shaloi. And it has to be his bias. That means it has to be b'shusa. By gneva, you have an ish and you have a bias, but it's not in his b'shusa. And you have a b'shusa, but he's not the ish. So neither one is to neither one is there a chiyuv. Is there a chiyuv kefil? Kach b'shuta. But Karen is chayav. Karen is chayav. It's only me from kefil. Karen is chayav. We saw in the Brisa Sam Chesam Rav. If it says me beis ha'ish, why is chayav Karen? So here there's two possibilities. We'll talk more a little later. But just ask scholars as well. There's two possibilities. Number one, maybe it's only me from kefil. Maybe the miut of the gunim beis ha'ish is only a miut from kefil. Maybe it's not a miut from Karen. Or, if an acher, many achayim say, remember Moshe is marach about this, but a lot of achayim say this raid, this fits in very well with what we talked about a minute ago, that the gunim beis ha'ish is a miut from the parasha of Gnev entirely. But it's not a miut from Gzela. Because, as it said before, like the Biskrov said, Gzela doesn't matter how it got to you. It's another person's money sitting by you. So what does it matter? You took it from the Ganav's house. Doesn't matter how you got it. It's other people's money and it's sitting by you. About a year of Gazlan. So you have to be carrying out Gazlan. The Gunim of Beis Ha'ish by Gneva, you need to have a Maisa Gneva. A Maisa Gneva has Dinim. And one of the Dinim of Maisa Gneva is that it has to be Beis Ha'ish. It has to be the Gunim of Beis Ha'ish. And if you didn't take it in Beis Ha'ish, that's not called a Maisa Gneva. If it's not called a Maisa Gneva, then you're not a Ganav. But you're still a Gazlan because every Ganav is also a Gazlan. That's the Kudir. Every Ganav is also a Gazlan. A Ganav is more specific. He did a Maisik Neva, he has special dinim, kefil, dalad vehei. But besides, even if he doesn't have that, because it wasn't good in Beis Ish, so he didn't meet the qualifications to be a ganav, but it's still other people's money, so a gazan is still is. A gazan has to pay care. That's the simplest shot of it. That he's higher Karen als gazan. But we'll see. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Ve'ilu midas kashin tashul mikayfun lehegez. Ben beganav, ben betoyim tainas ganav. Ve'midas tashul midalad behey, eina lehegez, ela beganav bilvad, like tonic. Why did the Mishnah say, the Mishnah could have said another chaymer that Kefil has over Dalvei, namely, that the din of Kefil you had even by a Toyin Tainas Ganav, not only by a Ganav Mamash, but even by a Toyin Tainas Ganav. And Dalvei doesn't say in Torah by Toyin Tainas Ganav, it only says it by Ganav. So why didn't the Mishnah say that? So what's this Toyin Tainas Ganav? We'll see the whole Sanokim, it was the drush of Toyin Tainas Ganav. If you have a time, it's good to go through the Samach Gimel, just to run through the drushes. I mean, we're going to be busy with the drushes. Hopefully not too busy. But bottom line is, the Torah is a Parshim Torah. The Torah says, in Parshim Mishpatim, is there a Chumash around? So a guy is watching, he's a shomer. V'gunu b'beis ha'ish. And it got stolen. Im yimotzei ha'ganav yishalim. Im yimotzei ha'ganav yishalim shnayim. V'im lo yimotzei ha'ganav. V'nikar balavayis ela lehim. Im lo sholach yodim lecha she'eva takes a shvua. Al kol barpesh, al shor, al chamor, al she, al salma. Al kol aveda she'yomer ki uzeh. Ad elim yoved v'ashnayim. Asher yashin elim yishalim shnayim l'reev. So the Torah says twice that there's a chiyuv of Yishalim Shnayim. Once by Im Yimotzei Ganav, and once by Im Lo Yimotzei Ganav. I'll read you the Pesukim again, but I'll skip all the guts of the Pasuk, just tell you the words that are, the key words that we need for this Nekudah. Ki Yitin Ish L'Re'el, he gave him something to watch. V'gunam V'beis Ish, and it was stolen. Im Yimotzei Ganav Yishalim Shnayim. If the Ganav was found, he paid Shnayim. V'im Lo Yimotzei Ganav, and he takes a shvuah. Asher yashin in elim yishalim shnayim reil. And there's also tashlum in shnayim. So what is these two yishalim shnayim reil? One is by yimotzei ganav, and one is by lo yimotzei ganav. There's two yishalim shnayim reil. So the Gemara says in Samach Gimel Medbeis, Machlekes Tanoim, what these pesukim are talking about. One Tana says, maybe this is simple, the simpler in a way understanding, that these are two different things. The first pasuk is saying in yimotzei ganav yishalim shnayim means who has to pay shnayim? The ganav. So that I would lose. I'm watching something. The Ganav came and stole it. They caught the Ganav. The Ganav paid Shnayim. End of story. So I'm afoot. The Ganav paid Shnayim. The lo yimotzei Ganav. But if they didn't find the Ganav, and I take a shvua, but I take a shvua that it was stolen. But they never found the Ganav, and in fact, it turns out there never was a Ganav, because Yashin Elohim based and discovers that I was the Ganav. That's lo yimotzei ganav. The Gemara says, lo yimotzei ganav elohu atzmei ganav. Not that they didn't find the ganav escaped. And lo yimotzei ganav means they found that there wasn't the ganav. The shomer was the ganav, and he took a false shvuah that it was nignav. He was telling tainus ganav, and it really wasn't. He really was not nignav. Who gonna? So then the din is the shomer has to pay shnayim. That's called telling tainus ganav. Telling tainus ganav has the din of a ganav. Who atzmei ganav? But he also has a din that he has to pay Eishnai. Yeah, Eish Lodin and the Lomdus, what's the Lomdus of Toyin Tainas Ganav? Is it a din? Is it a din of Yashomim? Is it that he becomes a Ganav? Is it a penalty for the Shvur? Rashi Nakhaimis says a Loshon, it's a Knas for the Shvur. Rashi Ndaf, Nuzayim, maybe. Yeah, Rashi Nuzayim, Obeis. It says, Knosu Mishum Shvur. Knosu Mishum Shvur, the Kansi Rachman. Rashi Mashman, it's the Knas of the Shvur of Nignas. He took a false shvuah that it was nignav, and for that to occur constantly, he has to pay shnayim. But the Eshlanu Adoba, what exactly is the Lumbus? But right now we're not going to worry about the Lumbus of what exactly is the nature of Plain Tainus Ghana. But that certainly didn't is the din of Plain Tainus Ghana with the Peshnai. So that's one Brysa. That one Mahalach and the din, one Brysa, that the first Pasuk of Yimotzi Ghana is talking about the Ghana, and a real Ghana, and Imlo Yimotzi Ghana is Elohu Atzmei Ghana. The Gemara has another Tana who says, no, both Pesukim are talking about the Plain Tainus Ghana. And Imotzi Ghana means also Elohu Atzmei Ghana. Like Bozev Elimad Alzeh. Both Sukkim are talking about the same thing, and the Pasuk saying the same thing twice. And then the Gemara says, why is the Pasuk have to say the same thing twice? The Gemara has a reason why the Pasuk says the same thing twice. That belongs to the Sukkim Samach Gimel and Peis. But then both Sukkim are talking about Tain Tainus Ganav. And then the Gemara says, what does it say about a Ganav himself that he pays Kefil? The Gemara says, yeah, that's another Pasuk. That's earlier on. That's a different Pasuk earlier on. Even Machteris, Imotzi Ganav. So it says, this is earlier in the same parak, but this is. A few pesukim before, Mishorat Chamorat Se Chayim Shnayim Mishalom. So there's already a pasuk that a ganav pays shnayim. These pesukim are not talking about a ganav. Both pesukim are talking about Tain Tainus Ganav. Kach Kach L'Nyaneinu. There's at least one pasuk and maybe two that tell me the halacha of Tain Tainus Ganav that he has to pay shnayim L'Rei. So it says in pasuk that a Tain Tainus Ganav pays kefil, but it does not say anywhere in pasuk that he pays dalad v'hei. Whereas a regular ganav, we have pesukim that he pays dalad v'hei. The Torah says that a ganav. That a person is going to have a shor v'seil, he has to pay dalad v'hei. Doesn't say it by Tain Tainus Ganav. So maybe, so the Mishnah should have said that difference between midas kefil and midas dalad v'hei. Zok to Gemara, Mr. Yehiel, Rav Chiya Bar Abba. To riot Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Dom Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Om Rav Yechonon. At Tain Tainus Ganav, Bikodon, Mishalam Tashlum V'kefil, Tovach Humocha, Mishalam Tashlum V'dalad v'hei. Riot Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yechonon, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yechonon, who said that by Tain Tainus Ganav is also dalad v'hei. Person was telling Tainus Ganav, and then he shechts it, and it was a shor or a seh, or he sold it. He also has a chiyuv dalad vehe. The Torah made him like a ganav, even in the not only kefil, which says in Pasuk, but in dalad vehe as well. The Gemara there in Samach Chama Gimel Beis says limudim how Rav Chiya Bar Abba and Rav Yechon, and from where we learn out this halacha of Rav Chiya Bar Abba Omer Rav Yechon. It's not a svar, it's a pasuk. It's a gzeres pasuk. Maybe from the extra hay in Haganav, or maybe from, I don't know, the Gemara has a drasha over there, or maybe from Ekesh. But the Torah says that there's a drasha that Tain Tainus Ganav also has in the Dalad V'hei, so it's a raya from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah didn't list this as one of the differences between Tain Tainus Ganav, between Kefil rather, and Dalad V'hei, by Stoics. Apparently, it's not a difference, because they're both noyig, ben beganav, ben betain Tainus Ganav. That's the first lashon of the Gemara. Gemara says the second lashon, ikad ami lema misraeli devchibar, lema misraeli devchibar abba, dorma vchibar abba, vyechen Tain Tainus Ganav, begonim sham tashlumi kefil, tova chumacha, sham tashlumi Dalad V'hei. That maybe from the Mishnah, it's a raya to vchibar abba, vyechen. The Gemara says, no, not a riot. Mik toni ein ben, merubah toni, toni v'shir. Merubah is not the same as ein ben. Tais is master. We'll see in a second, Tais is inside. Tais is that the Gemara, the first lesson thought that merubah is like ein ben. So there's no mokum for a shir. Ein ben means no shir. And the second lesson says, no, merubah is not like ein ben. So maybe there's a mokum for a shir. So tana v'shir. So it's not a riot to Rechiv Abba or Omer Rabbi Yechon. Let's see Rashi. B'tayin tain is ganav, gonav bo gnovay. V'rashin l'ka... Means he tainted ganav bo gnovay. That's his tainted. That ganav bo gnovay. Maybe know the difference in ganav and gonav. I still have a lesson in Hebrew. I mean,
one's a noun, one's a verb.
It's a cloud gadol. A bona is to build, ban noy is to only build, and lomad is to learn, and lam don is. Anyway, so ganav bo gnovay v'dashin al kamish meisim dechiv rachmona kfeilim nishma v'nim shishak. Like a tonic doesn't say that. That's a difference also between dalad vehe and kefil. Alma nahogi dalad vehe v'tonin tainus ganav and tova chumocha. Miktoni and ben davi dafka v'lo shayam midi. Merubah ktoni sas dvorim shizu merubah alzu v'shir. Let's see Tosfos. The second Tosfos. The first Tosfos I'm not going to do together with you. Merubah ktoni tona v'shir. Lashon Rishon, the Maisi Siyato, Levoy the Meimet Shaya. The Sova who Lishna gave the Kana Meruba and Loi Meshaya Kamei Be'en Ben. But that's good for the Machlekes. What does Meruba mean? Does Meruba leave room for a ton of a Shaya? Echein Mashma Lashon the Kama Lishna Basham Mik Tani En Ben Meruba Tani Mashma Shetchila Yisova the Meruba Havi Kamei En Ben. Why is it mentioning En Ben? Because the first Lashon thought Meruba is the equivalent of En Ben. The second Lashon says no Mik Tani En Ben Meruba is not the same as En Ben. In time effect, Taisus is my shire, the high shire. The rule is by ton of a shire, there has to be another shire. There has to be a second thing. Can't just leave them one thing out. So my shire, the high shire. Taisus tutu. Yesh leimar. the shayer tain is gonna be avedel. The doors to come on of Yechonon the Mishalim Kef. The din of tain tan is gonna is not only by a pikodon but it's also by a shemir avedel. Not to get confused. We're not talking about there's a difference between a toyin tainas ganav and a toyin tainas ovar, and there's a difference between toyin tainas ganav bikotin and toyin tainas ganav be'aveda. Be a little bit confusing, but these are totally different things. Toyin tainas ganav, the Torah is talking about a pikotin. Kitin ishul ve'el kesef ekevel nishmo. We're talking about a pikotin. What did he tainy got nigna? That was Torah because of shemachin. It was potter agnei. The chayy could have tainy ovar too. The same way he could have tainy ganav and been potter. This liar over here who tainted that it was nigna, which is a lie, he could have just as well tainted Ovad. That would also get him off the because Shemachinim is part of from Gneva and David. But that's not the way it's described in Torah. Torah says he was tainted a tainas gunav. It doesn't say a tainas Ovad. So that's Takav HaLochor, that the din of tainas ganav is only if he tainas ganav. If he tainas Ovad, then he does not have the din of Kef. So that's the Kosov. It's specifically where he tainas nignav. And then it turned out that there was no ganav. He becomes like the ganav. He has to pay careful. But if he was telling Tainas Ovad, then it turned out there wasn't Ovad at all. It's sitting by him. So
he said that he does not have to pay careful.
That's a guess, of course. Then there's another need that the Gemara says, which is, okay, this is talking about a pikotin where somebody gave me the pikotin and I'm watching it for him. So I'm a shem rechinim. What if somebody didn't give me any pikotin? I found an aveda and I'm watching the aveda for the Bible. I'm also a shemer. And then I tainted that it was Ovad. Let's say I'm a Shemer Tishai, or a Shemer Aveda, a Shemer Chinum, or a Shemer Sofer. Let's say, for the argument's sake, keep things simple, that a Shemer Aveda has the end of a Shemer Chinum. So I tainted Ovad. I tainted Gona, rather. So then I do have a din of Toyin Tainas Gan. It's not only by Toyin Tainas, it's not only by a Pikodnum that is the din of Toyin Tainas Gan, but a Shemer Aveda, which is a kind of Pikodnum. But it's according that the person didn't give to me, the Torah made me into a shayna. So that's what we learn out from Sukkim, from the Pasuk of Akol HaVeda, Shiyamu Kizef Maka, from Akol HaVeda, Lamarbe, that is the din of Tain Tan is Ganav is not only by a man-made shayna, but even by a Torah-made shayna, somebody whom the Torah made into a shayna, he also has the din of Tain Tan is Ganav. Okay, fine. So Tain Tan is Ovad, I'm sorry, Tain Tan is Ganav Be'aveda, it's just a variation on a Toyin Tainas Ganav, the Pikodin. Just a difference of how he got the Pikodin in the first place. Did somebody give him the Pikodin or he found the Pikodin in the street? But Kafe Kach, he has a din of a Shomer and he has the din of Toyin Tainas Ganav. So Taisha says, the bottom line is, if we say, like the Lushna Basra, the Tan of Ashaya, that there's a difference between Kefil and Dalad Behe, the Toyin Tainas Ganav has a din of Kefil, but he doesn't have a din of Dalad Behe, and that's a difference between Kefil and Dalad Behe. The kefil applies even to a tain tain to a kefil applies even to a tain tain as ganav, and dalad vehe only applies to a ganav mamish. Then there's another case also that we could be mishaya, because there's two different cases of tain tain as ganav. There's a tain tain as ganav of an ordinary pikodin, and there's a tain tain as ganav of a pikodin that he found in a aved in the street. So even though the chari say, well, it's the same thing, basically, the Torah said that an aved is also called a pikodin, but nonetheless, they said that counts as a separate case. And in Mimela, there's two ways that Kefil is Merubah Dalad Behe. Kefil is Merubah Dalad Behe in that Kefil applies to a Toyin Tainas Ganav B'Pikodin. And Kefil is Merubah Dalad Behe in that Kefil applies to a Toyin Tainas Ganav B'Aveda. I mean, in Mimela, I would have said, that's not called Ton of Ashaya. That's the same thing. The Torah says a Toyin Tainas Ovad, the Torah says that a Toyin Tainas Ganav B'Aveda, that an Aveda is like a Pikodin. So fine, the Torah said an Aveda is like a Pikodin. Once an Aveda is like a Pikodin, so if it's like a pikodin, Whatever dinim you have by telling by pikodin, you have by aved as well, because an aved is a kind of pikodin. So that's two separate. So obviously, if there's no din dalad vehe by a telling tainas ganav pikodin, why should there be din dalad vehe by a telling tainas ganav biaved? One, they're one and the same. But Tosha says in this teretz that still counts as a tan of a shayah, since there's theoretically two possible scenarios of telling tainas ganav, namely telling tainas ganav by a pikodin and telling tainas ganav biaved. And we need a reboot for Toyin Tainas Ganav B'Aveda from our Kol Aveda. So at the end of the day, it counts as two cases. It's not like apples and oranges. You know, I would have said, we wouldn't say, well, you know, there's Tain of Ashaya, because there's Toyin Tainas Ganav in an apple, and there's Toyin Tainas Ganav in an orange, and there's Toyin Tainas Ganav in a shor, in a set. That nullity we would say. It's all the same pikadon. It's not a different din. But ovan, which is a separate ribli and Torah, that somehow counts as a separate case. And therefore, it's called ton of a shayah. If there's no din dalad vei, but playing tainas ganav with pikadon, there's no din dalad vei by playing tainas ganav vei. And of course, vice versa. If there is a din of ton of a mocha, like a lushan kama, then it's by both. It's a package deal. But I'll complain if it's ton of a shayah, because if you hold like lushan basa, if there's no din dalad vei by playing tainas ganav with pikadon, then likewise, there's no din dalad vei by the other kind of playing tainas ganav. Right, that's the first Teretz in Tosfos. So let's read that inside again. V'yishloim at the Shai, the sheer tainas ganav b'yavedo. D'orosh to kama n'v yechon n'd'mishalam keifu. V'yi toin tainas ganav b'kodon l'mishalam dalad b'hei. According to the Lushan of Basra, the toin tainas ganav doesn't pay dalad b'hei by a b'kodon. So chanami toin tainas ganav b'yavedo also won't have a din of dalad b'hei. So mele counts as tushiur. That's Teretz number one in Tosfos. Then Tosfos another Teretz. Oy. This is another case, a case of ton of a shaya. A case where you have a chi of kefal and you don't have a chi of dalad behe. Brand new case. What's the case? The case is somebody was a shutuf in a shor, and he stole the shor from his partner, and then he shechted it. So he's not chayav dalad b'hei. Why is he not chayav dalad b'hei? The Gemara says that it's because you need utfachay kulay b'isur, meaning half the shor belongs to him. He's the partner in the shor. Half the shor belongs to him. So when he shechts the shor, he shechted the whole shor. But only half of that shkita, so to speak, half of the shor was be'isr. Half the shor is his, he's allowed to shef. So that's not mechayev dalad b'hei. But kefal is chayev to pay because he stole half the shor. Half a shor, why shouldn't you be chayev to pay kefal on half a shor? I mean, half a shor is no different than anything else. You chayev kefal on anything able. So kefal you have, but dalad b'hei you don't have. So here you have a din, another meruba midas kefal, a midas dalad b'hei that's not mentioned in the Mishnah at all. So maybe that counts as a ton of a shay. And this is another case also. Shutuf Shigonvu and Shutuf Shigonav Shaloi Midas Chaveroi. Shutuf Shigonav Chaveroi. Vishutuf Shigonvu. My attention being a parent says a sofa. Vitovach HaEchot Shaloi Lidas Chaveroi. This is a different kind of case. Two people stole the shore together. They're neither of their shore, they're just partners in crime. They stole the shore together, and then one of them went and shechted it. So he shechted the whole shor, but he's only a ganav than half the shor, because the other half of the shor, the other fellow stole. They were meshuk together. So mimela, that's also not called the tvachei kul. That doesn't lack in tvachei kul v'yisiro. The tvichu was on the whole thing, but since he's only a ganav than half the shor, so there's no chiyuv of dalad v'hei. But it's only if he did it shaloi l'das chaveri. If the other guy deputized him to shecht it, then he's shechting on behalf of both of them. So then it's a shechit. So then they stole it in partnership, and he shechted it in partnership. So that would be called, then there would be a chiyuv dalad v'hei. Right, so these are two different cases of where you don't have a chiyuv dalad v'hei, and you have a chiyuv kefal. That's the case of places. And Mr. Shalom Shachem. So what does Lishna Kama do with this? According to the Lishna Kama, according to the Lishna Basra, it's good. Now we have two shiur. We have the shiur of Tain Tainas Ganav, but there's no dalad v'hei by Tain Tainas Ganav. And we have the shiur, there's no dalad v'hei by Shutfin Shigonfin. So that's, that was how we have a shiur. What about according to the Lishna Kama? According to the Maram Ezes Kash, according to the Lishna Kama, Tain Tainas Ganav has dalad v'hei. So all you have is the shiur of Shutfin. So if all you have is the shiur of Shutfin, so it's only one shiur, you need two. My shire, die shire. Maram is mefalpum this kasha. Machshin Olam. Yikshin Ken Yikshin Lashon Rishon. It's a very bizarre thing. She says that the Lishnakama won't hold from this din either. The Lishnakama won't hold from the din of Shut from Shigon. I know he can. It's a brisa. Chaz brings a brisa. It's a brisa. It's Kimana Mishnah. The Mishnah says not a case of Shutvin, but the Mishnah talks about a case of Gunner Mishal Aviv, Yachgach Mes Aviv, and then he shechted it. He stole the parah, belonged to his father, so he's a Gunner in the whole parah. But then the father died, now he's a shef, because he's with the Akhtan, he owns half the part now, and he's shefted. So the Mishnah says that he's potter from Dalav Hay. Why? So we'll explain, because he needs Bokhe Kulu Bissur. Now, he already, by the Bishash Tvicha, he owns half the part. So, I don't know how to have to say that Mishnah Kama won't agree to this. Then maybe a partial answer. That maybe this is two. This itself is two cases. Shutfin sheganvu and shutfin sheganvu v'tovach ha'echad shloi v'daskaderoi. And shutf sheganov mechaderoi are two different cases. That's all by itself is two extra cases. I don't need a third case. I don't know why I'm going to say that. That this counts already as two. He says the Pharisee counts as two. It's two shiurim. Then he has a third case. He says shutif sheganav mish. So somebody stole from shnei shutvin v'hoydu le'echad meher. So. He stole the shor shel shnei shutfin, and he shechted it, and then he was made to one of the shutfin. Now, this is proper. Take a look at the word I asked a little bit. Let's do it together. Mm-hmm. says like this. This is a very Gishmak Gemara. It's a nice little Gemara. The Mishnah says, Gana Mishal Aviv V'Tavach Lamach. So the Mishnah says, the case that I told you before, somebody stole his father's shor. So he's a ganav in the whole shor. But then the father died. Now he's a shutuf. Then he went and shechted it. So the Mishnah says he's potter from Dalad Ven. Because when he shechted it, he was already... It's not... We'll see the end of the Gemara. Is that it's not called Tvochi Kulu Bisur. The Mishnah doesn't say the reason, but we know what it says at the end of the book. The reason is because it lacks in the Tvochi Kulu Bisur. B'shah Shechita, he was already a shutuf. So half the parah, let's say he had one brother, half the parah, half the shor, he was Ladishach. So it was only that. So it's not Machayev and Dalad Vehe. So he doesn't pay the brother Dalad Vehe. But he has to pay kefil to the brother. On half the shor, he has to pay kefil to the brother, but Dalad Vehe, he doesn't have to pay. So where is the following shah? Somebody stole a shor that belonged to two shutuf. Utvochoy, and he shechted it. V'hoidil echem meyam. So let's say the shor belonged to, we'll call them, to Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi were shutfim in the shor. And Reuven stole the shor from Shimon and Levi. And he shechted it. We know that he stole the shor there. He stole the shor there, Eidim. But on the shechito, there's no Eidim. Meanwhile, then he went, Reuven the Ganav went to Shimon, and he was moider to Shimon that he shechted the shor. But the din is, this Gemara is assuming that once you're moider, so even if Adam come later, you're a potter, because Moida Beknas potter. This is where it's going. Taisi speaks out. This is where it's going. Moida Beknas is potter, even if Adam came later. So to Shimon, he's potter from Dalad Vehe because he has this exemption of being a Moida Beknas. But to Levi, he was never Moida. So to Levi, he doesn't have a ptur. It's interesting all by itself. Why is that called he wasn't Moida to Levi? I mean, he can't shecht after the shah. If he shechted the shah, he shechted the shah, and he was Moida, he shechted the shah. So what does it matter that he was moided to Shimon and not to Levi? L'chayv is ha'idah that he shechted the shah. Any of that, but that's what it says over here. That's called that he was moided to Shimon and not to Levi. Yeah.
Tosfos Rin says that the cases where you were moided to Shimon, mm-hmm. and you said to Levi that really I own the rest of the animal, not you.
Oh, so there's no ha'idah to Levi. I hear. Because he's bothered by this problem. Okay. So anyway, so that's the case. He was moided to Shimon and not to Levi. So what's the shaila? The shechita, it's tvocha kulu bisur you have. The shechita was kulu bisur. But the chiyuv dalad vehe is now going to only be to Levi, because to Shimon he was moida. So he's only going to have to pay half of the dalad vehe to Levi. To Shimon he has a ptur. So what's the shaila? Do we say, chamisha bokar merachman v'loi chamisha chatzoi bokar? Maybe Torah said chamisha bokar. There's no din of chamisha chatzoi bokar. It's a package deal. If you're not paying all of the chamisha bokar, you don't pay anything. So maybe he's potter. Because he doesn't have to pay all to Levi. Levi's not. He doesn't have to pay the whole chamisha bokar to Levi. That doesn't make any sense. Levi's only a shutuf. So he's going to have to pay Levi only chamisha chatzoi bokar. The Torah said chamisha bokar, not chamisha chatzoi bokar. I do the chamisha bokar merachman v'afilu chamisha chatzoi bokar. Maybe that doesn't matter. Omer lei chamisha bokar merachman v'lei chamisha chatzoi bokar. So he answered him. Rav Nachman answered. This thing where right now things. So it's very big. It means that even though it was tvochi kulu b'isur, doesn't matter. You're still potter, because it's a new halacha of chamisha boker v'loy chamisha chatzoy boker. The emphasis is if you have this concept of chamisha boker v'loy chamisha chatzoy boker, you don't even need the din of tvochi kulu b'isur. Every case where it's not tvochi kulu b'isur is going to be subsumed already. Under this tour of Chamisha Boker, Vloy Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. Think about it. What's the case of Tvochay where it wasn't Kulu Bisur? Let's say I'm a Shutuf in the Shah. So it's not Tvochay Kulu Bisur. Forget Tvochay Kulu Bisur. You have this other tour. If I only have the Shah, then I only have to pay for the other half, Chamisha Boker, Mechman, Vloy Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. In the Haram, it could be that at this stage in the Gemara, Gemara's going to be Chayzif in this, Rav Nachman's going to change his mind. But at this stage in Rav Nachman's thinking, you don't need the drash of Tochek Kulu Bisur. Tochek Kulu Bisur is not a Mishnah. So Gemara is going to say it later, but you don't have to have it. It's preempted by this broader din of Chamisha Boker, but Chamisha Chatzoy Boker. Gemara later is going to bring a price that says that has the drash of. Yeah. Josh, you have your hand?
So Nachman was just Chayish that overarching principle?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You want to?
If you steal somebody else's partnership, you shechti, you don't have kula.
but you don't have chamisha boker either. If I shecht b'shutfim, if what was shutfim in the greva, two people stole together, and then I shechted, one of them shechts on his own, so it's not utvachai. But still, you have tvachai kula b'yisura. Well, you do have chamisha boker with a chamisha chatzai boker because since he's the only one who shechted, he should be chayev. But you can't be chayev him the whole talibay because since he only stole half the shor, you can't steal half the shor and then be chayev chamisha boker. So that's still going to be chamisha chatzai boker. B'chari, once you have chamisha chatzai boker, it preempts the need for anything else. So that's what Nachman right now thought. Eisvei, fek the Gemara, from the Mishnah, Gana Mishil Aviv. Oh, this we can skip. I don't really have more complications than we need. Let's go to the bottom, to the next to last line, the end of the line. This part that I skipped is more about a raya from Mishnah, which asked the kasha, Mishnah shlug up the kasha. For our purposes, not necessary. Litzafra amale, the next day, the next morning, Rav Nachman said to him, he changed his mind, chamisha boka merchmana v'afilu chamisha chatzai boka. That really it's chamisha boka v'afilu chatzai boka. There's no such thing. You could pay chamisha chatzai boka. So the Mela, in this case of Haidah, so he has to pay Shimon. He has to pay Levi. He was married to Shimon. He has to pay Levi. Chamisha chatzai boker. V'haydul amilach beurto. Why didn't I tell you that last night? The loy achli bistro de tour because I didn't have fleishiks for supper, so I wasn't myself. Okay. Be'elam ma'ishna reisha ma'ishna sefer. So one second. Affecting the Gemara. So if that's the case, so what's the difference between the two cases in the Mishnah? The Mishnah talks about a case where somebody stole a shor from his father and he shechted it and then the father died, then he does pay dalavet. But if he shechted it after the father died, then he does not pay dalavet. So up till now, the Gemara thought the difference is if he shechted it before the father died, he was nischayev chamisha boker. And then the talk says, what's to Ahmed Bedin? The Gemara explains something to Ahmed Bedin. So since he was Ahmed Bedin, so Mimele the Chiyuv Takol, and now already, and that's it. So he's chayev chamisha chatzai boker. Whereas in the case where the father died first, then he shechted it, so then it's chamisha chatzai boker. That's good. If you hold from chamisha chatzai boker, now it turns out that Nachman had fleishiks now for maybe for breakfast, and now already there's no longer a din of chamisha chatzai boker. So can I have chamisha chatzai boker too? So what's the difference between the reish and the sefer? So where it says reish karina be tvachik kulu v'isur, sefer karina be tvachik kulu v'isur. Gemara is mechadish. No, there's a new din of tvachik kulu v'isur. That's the Gemara. So now the Gemara is mechadish. You could pay chamisha chatzai boker. That you could have. That's fine. So you murder to Shimon, you still pay later the chamisha chatzai boker. But the ma'isa shechit has to be kulu v'isur. So if the father was alive when he shechted it, that was the tvachik kulu v'isur. So you have to pay dalav ahead. But if the father was, if the father died first, so by the time he shechted, he was already a shutif. So now it's no longer tvachai kulay bisura, and therefore he is boker. So at the end of the day, there's no din of chamisha chatzai boker. There's only one din, tvachai kulay bisura. That's the shugul gemara. Now let's take a look at Tosef ben Peretz. And Ben, the first question of Ben Peretz in the Peretz. It's page Nunvav. And Ben, Ruvah 20 v'shayah. Taimah, my shayah, the high shayah. V'yesh loymah, first Terence, he says, like Tosis, shir toyin tain is gana be aveidun v'shalom keifu. Don rav yechim v'kamon v'shalom da'al v'hek, v'kamon tain is gana v'kodun v'shalom da'al v'hek, v'boi l'meim v'hashtun v'hay nishnoch, v'nami toyin tain is gana be aveidun v'shalom da'al v'hek. Fine, that's the first Teres and Tosis. I don't see anything new of it. But Oid. He says, This is the second Teretz of Tosfos. Mr. Magdalene. Shir Shutif Shigalov Mechaveri. Vishutfin Shigalvu Me'alma, but Tobach Echach Leila Das Chaveri. Delay Mishalam Dalavehe, Delay Kamin and Beyut Fochi Kulavisu, Kramil Kamen Bahi Pirko. He says we have these two cases that Tosfos mentioned. He's a little bit more marich about the case of Shutif. Well, he has two cases. Shutuf Sheikh Gonav Mechaveri. Taisha said that case also. I'm a Shutuf in the Shar. I steal the other half and I shecht it. So it lacks in Tfachi Kulavisur. Half the Shar is mine. Then he has another case. Taisha also said Shutuf and Shegonvu, but Taisha was Makatsu. Shutuf and Shegonvu. He's more Marech. Gonav Shar Shel. The Shutuf and Shegonvu Mealma, two partners in crime. So one guy shechted without the other. Because it's not called the tvachi kula bisur. So one second, two shutfin who stole and one shechted without the other. That's because of tvachi kula bisur. Funny lashon. That's not because of tvachi. That lechayr was tvachi kula bisur. Problem is only got even half the shor. That's the day been here for sure. It is the lesson of the Lord. Yeah. Actually, it explains. Besides Tvachi Kula Bisur, you also need Tvachi Kula Bechiyuva. That's in general. In other words, there's two cases. The Saka Gemara and Chesed Beis. The Gemara talks about two cases. This is a Gemara we did not see in Saka. But we don't have to see in Saka right now. If you want, you can take a look. But the Gemara really talks about two cases. One is Shutuf Sheg. The two cases that Tosfos Ben Peretz and Tosfos are talking about. They're both in the same Gemara. One is Shutuf Shegon of Mechaveret. So that we understand. That the Gemara calls it, that it's not Tvachi Kula Bisur. Let me say the sentence again. The Gemara in Ayin Chesed Beis talks about two cases. Gemara brings a brayse that talks about two cases. Shutuf Shegonvu Mechaveri and Shutfin Shegonvu V'Tovach Ha'Echad Sheloi Ludas Chaveri. In both cases, the brayse says you're potter because it lacks in Utvachai Kuloi Ve'inon. You need Utvachai Kuloi. Utvachai Kuloi Ve'inon. So, let's understand that. Where's the lack here in Utvachai Kula? So in the case of a Shutuf Shegonav Mechaveri, I also own the Shor, I'm the guy that I also own the Shor, and I shecht it. So I understand it's not Utvachai Kula Yisura, which was the Lashon Gemara that we did take a look at the end of the Gemara. You need Utvachai Kula Yisura, like when the fellow yashin the Shor before he shecht it, or yashin half the Shor before he shecht it, the Gemara said it lacks in Utvachai Kula Yisura. There's no Isser for me to shecht my half of the Shor. So therefore, it's not called Utvachai Kula. But the Brayse also includes another case. Two shutfin stole something in partnership, two partners in crime, and then one of them went without telling the other one and he shechted. So that's also potter. The Brayse says that also lacks in utvachai kulay. Why does it lack in utvachai kulay? The whole shechita is b'isr. None of the shor belongs to me. I stole it together with somebody else. None of it is mine. And I shechted it. Why is that? Where does it lack in the tvach kula? I shechted the whole shor. So Rashi explains, but it's not the tvach kula b'chiyuva. Yes, I shechted the whole shor. But only half of that shechita is mechayim midal bay. Because the half of the shechita, since I only did the gneivan after shor, dalad vehei, I can only have a chiyuv dalad vehei if I first steal something. When I steal a shor, then the shechita is mechayim midal bay. If somebody else stole the shor, somebody else steals the shor and I sheft it, I'm not chayiv dalad vehei. That's our mishnah. Ein a tevech le, ein a goyiv achar ganav, le a tevech u'mecher achar ganav, chayiv dalad vehei. Somebody shechts after a ganav, somebody else steals it, then I sheft it, I'm not chayiv dalad vehei at that account. So here I stole, in effect, with two partners steal the shor. It means each one stole half a shor. So I stole half a shor. Now I went and I shechted the whole shor. So the half of that I stole, that half of the shechita is mechayev midal vehei. But the other half that I didn't steal, that half of the shechita is not mechayev midal vehei. So it lacks in the tvachay kulay. So these are two different siurim that could lack in utvachay. So it lacks in the tvachay kulay b'chiyuva. I mean, it's all b'isra, but it's not b'chiyuv. The half that I stole, my shechita is b'chiyuv, is mechayev midal. The half that I didn't steal, my shechita is not mechayimi. So in Mele, it's not called, that's also lacking in Utvach HaKula. These are two different cases of Utvach, two different siurim, where it lacks in Utvach HaKula B'chiyuva. And you put them. So the Taisha made up, Ayat Taisha said, that's the Tana V'Shaya. This case of Shutuf Shegona, and Sheishnei Shutfin Shegonvu, two different Oifanim that lack in Utvach HaKula B'chiyuva. So, let's continue with the Tosfos and Peretz. So he has two cases so far that he was Mishayer, and we'll see the Hemshich. He considers this to be two shiurim. The Maram considered it to be one shiur. That's what the Maram asked. Okay, well, what? So according to the Lishnakama, you only have one shiur. Shutuf Shegona, then Shutfim Shegona v'Tovach. It's one shiur. Why is the Maram think it's only one shiur? Because it's one din of Tovach Kula B'Chiyuva. We'll see. Taisa made a parrot. He considers this to be still two different shiurim. It's interesting. What's the nekudas machlekes of it? But we'll see in Taisa made a parrot that this counts as two shiurim. So we have in Lishna Basra, we have already three shiurim. We have Tain Tainis Ganav, and we have Shutuf Shegonav Mechaveroi, and we have Shnei Shutvin Shegonvu V'Tovach Echad Shloim Midas Chaveroi. According to the Maram, that's already three shiurim. I haven't seen the side in the end of the Maram, but I'm telling you, he considers this to be already three shiur. Then he goes on and has, I think. So he has so far, and then he has another case. V'goynev shor shel shnei shutvin, v'hoydeh le'echad mehem, da'aminin l'kamen d'olei mechayim. Then he has another case. Somebody stole a shor of Shimon and Levi, and he was moided to Shimon, and he's potter to Levi. That was before Nachman had something. But after, because well, he skipped something. But the next morning, Nachman came and said that it's not true. That the Chamisha Boka Mechmona, or the Chamisha Chatzoy Boka, this case is not Ischai Talibah. So how can he list this as a Tana B'Shai? I mean, why not say a case where somebody stole and the Aiden came that he stole and then he was made on the Tficha? So he doesn't have Dalad Vehei, but he has Kefil. That he doesn't count as a Shia. Mood the meat is Kefil, meat is Dalad Vehei. Somebody stole something, and Aiden came that he stole it, but he was made to the Tficha. So he's Chayav Dalad Vehei, he's not Chayav. He's Chayav Kefil, he's not Chayav Dalad Vehei. In the case of the kefil, he's also only where in the case of the kefil, he's chayiv the full kefil because there was no haidon on the gneva. If we'd been murdered for the gneva too, then he wouldn't be chayiv the full kefil. I don't know. Yes, this here in the horse. I don't know what to do with that. Let's go on though. Vim taima. Yeah.
Why wouldn't there even be a Havamina to say that sound of the Gemara?
But right now he has the kasha. He has the kasha. My shaya to high shaya. So he gave two good answers. Now he has a third answer. This third answer, he doesn't need it. He doesn't need it. Why does he have to get involved with something which is only a havamina?
The fact that it was a
Havamin
doesn't show that.
I mean, but he was Mishaya 2, so the Havamin was Mishaya 3. The bottom line is Mishaya 2. I know, let's see the Hemshecha. Maybe it'll get clear. Or worse, or something. I don't know. V'im Taimar, then it's now he has a Kasha. This is the Maram's Kasha. V'im Taimar, in Cain. No, but it's not the Maram's Kasha, it's the opposite of the Maram's Kasha. In Cain, Lishna Kama, Hechi Maisis Yatim Masnisim, Rav Yechanan. The Lishna Kama but a Raya for the fact that it says Meruba, and the Lishna Kama thought Meruba is like maybe like Ein Bein. Maybe Lishna Kama but a Raya. You see, it didn't say anything about Tain Tain is Ganav. It's a Raya that Tain Tain is Ganav is also Chayav Dalad Bein. Esther Bein and Peretz, what's the Raya? Hami Monoshuch, Shir, Hani, Klas. There are three things that for sure were left out of the Mishnah. Shutuf Shonav Lechaveri. And Shutfin Shigonvu. The Gainer Shnor Shishne Shutfin the Haidu Lechel Mehem. So there's already three Shurim. If there's three Shurim, there could already be four. So what did the Lishna Kama think? So here's Beferish. He counts each one of these as a separate Shir. Shutuf Shonav Lechaveri is one Shir. And Shutuf Shonav Lechaveri is one Shir. And Shnei Shutfin Shagon V'Tovach Hecha Shalei Daskaner is another shir. Even though it's the same principle of Utvachet Kulu B'Chiyuvah, counts as a separate shir. And then he has a third shir, which is a Havmin Uchara, I don't know, that Chamisha Bokar Mechmar Avlei Chamisha Chatzai Bokar, he counts that as a third shir. So he says, I have three shirim for sure. So what's the whole machlokes between the two listeners? About a fourth shir. So what was the Havmin Uchara? What does the Kama think? Where's the Raya? This is, the Mishnah is already full of holes. There's three shirim. So what's trying to listen to Kama? Smaram is the opposite of the Maram. The Maram assumed that all these things only count as one shear. So the Maram said, the Lishna Kama, according to the Lishna Kama, you have one shear, what's the other shear? It's a riot against the Lishna Kama. But that was the Maram's cast. The Maram assumed that Shutuf Shigonu Mechaveroi and Shnei Shutfin Shigonu Tomachecha Shlodu Das Chaveroi counts as one shear. And then the Chamisha, and then the one about Haidu Lechem Mehem, the Maram doesn't talk about it at all because it's only a half minute in the Gemara. So according to the Maram, the whole thing boils down to one shear. So therefore the Maram asked, it's shver in the Lishna Kama. According to Lishna Kama, it's worse. There's only one shir, my shire, the high shire. So you have to say it was also Mishaya, Dalai Behe. It's a kash on the Lishna Kama. That was the Maram's Nusach. In the Tosafot Ein Peretz, the Nusach is just the opposite. He has three shirim to start with. Shutuf Shigonav Mechaveroi, Shnei Shutfim Shigonav Tovach Echa Shloilu Das Chaveroi, and the case of Hoidu Le'echim Me'er. Gonav Shnei Shutfim Vehoidu Le'echim Me'er. He has three. I don't know, it's having the word before. I don't know what's, but anyway, he has three shiurim. So he says, three shiurim? So for the Lishna Basa is Gevaldin. But then Lishna Kama makes no sense. So what was the right to Lishna Kama? For Yeshleimah, the Lishna Kama li choshev lu shiur. Lishna Kama holds, then none of this counts as a shiur. The shap is shayach lu tashlumi dal vehe, because really, it's shayach dal vehe. El mishum de le karinin ve yutvoche kulu bi yisura, b'shut of shigonu of mechaveri, u b'shut of shigonu, v'gayim shosh shnei shut v'hoidu le'echem mehem, im loy hoidu, He says the first two don't count as a shir, because it's not that there's no chiyuv of dalad vehei, it's that you didn't shecht it. The tficha of course has to be a proper shechita that's mechayev you dalad vehei. The chiyuv of dalad vehei has dinim how you have to shecht it in order to be chayev dalad vehei. So the fact that if shutuf shegon of mechaveri doesn't have a chiyuv of dalad vehei, it's not because he's exempt from dalad vehei. It's because it's b'mitzias, he doesn't have a way to shecht it. Because when shuta shagana mechaveroi, he can't physically shecht it in a way that it'll be tochei kulei b'chiyuba. So it's not like a meruba de kedim. It's like saying that meruba is kefil from dal v'hei. No, never mind the mashal. The mashal is not a good mashal. But akapanim, it's not that it doesn't have it in shutuf shagonu mechaveri. It's not that he doesn't have it in dalavehei. He has it in dalavehei. It just Lu Yitzur, he could shecht it, kulu b'chiyuva, he would have it in Dalet Vei. Except he doesn't have a way to shecht it, kulu b'chiyuva. So that's not called that there's a meruba midas kefil midas Dalet Vei, that this kind of case doesn't have midas Dalet Vei. It has midas Dalet Vei, except there's no way to do the shechita. So that doesn't count as a shear. And what about the other case? That's nothing to do with tochik kula b'isura. That has to do with chamisha bakar mechmana v'loy chamisha chatzai bakar. So that is there. There you have a person who really is not subject. He shechted it properly, was tochik kula b'chigula. But then he went and he was moided to one of them, and now he's potter from midas dalet vei, because, like, the, for some reason he's working in the havamin of the gemara that the vaccine the chamisha boker, the chamisha chatzoy boker, that already is a shear. She's no, that also doesn't count as a shear because im loy hoyda hoye mechayif. I mean, I guess also it's not, he has dalet vei, he made a hidom, he patterned himself. Maybe he did a trick here, he did a try on half, but the mice of that hoidah patters him. But there is the midas dalet vei. He patted himself while he hoidah. He nami by dalet kamari. It says only Noeg B'Sharvah Seh V'Lad.
Yeah.
These are just ways of saying that it's only Noeg B'Sharvah Seh and a whole Sharvah Seh. Chachzanei asks also, just a Cheshman. For some reason, he's working with the Havamin of the Gemara on that we saw. Rav Nachman's works with the earlier of Nachman. That there is a din of chamisha boker v'loy chamisha chatzai boker. L'chayra, if there is a din of chamisha boker v'loy chamisha chatzai boker, then you don't need the din of utvachik kula b'chiyuva. The Gemara is mechadus din utvachik kula b'chiyuva. L'chayra, when it rejects, when Rav Nachman was chayzer, and said, no, there's no din of chamisha boker v'loy chamisha chatzai boker. So then the Gemara asked the Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, where the father died before, after. It was mechadish a new concept of tochik kula b'chiyuva b'isur. But in the havmin of Rav Nachman, we're certainly mashmin the Gemara that we saw in Ayin Aleph. You don't need any. You don't have to invent the concept of tochik kula. Everything is subsumed under chamisha boker, v'loy chamisha chatzoy boker. Rabbeinu Peretz, he's somehow working with the havmin of Rav Nachman, and yet he also invokes the din of chamisha boker, v'loy chamisha chatzoy boker. He like divides up his three cases. You have the first two cases of shut shigon mechaberoi or tovach echesh leil daska shut shigon or tovach echesh leil daska. Those are cases where it lacks in the tovachik kula. And then he has the other case of and then he has Rav Nachman's that's a case of chamisha boker or chamisha chatzoy boker. Once you have a din of chamisha boker or chamisha chatzoy boker, then the mechatesed is a din of tovachik kula b'chiyuv at all. I mean, it's a Gemara in Ayin Ches. Yeah, because Gemara Ayin Ches is going Lemaskon and Ayin Al. I altogether don't know what's going on in this Rabbeinu Peretz. Why is he operating with the Havamin? I don't know, there's something buried in this Rabbeinu Peretz. says anything that I know. I don't see anything to be the person they know to help us. I had a shiloh. What would be in the following case? Let's say a case of Chamisha Bokra below Chamisha Katsoy Bokra. Like, Shutfin Shigonvu. I'm sorry, Gonav Mishnei, the case of men that we saw right now, Gonav Mishnei Shutfin, she stole from Shimon and Levi, and then he was murdered to Shimon, and now he decided to be after Levi, and it's Chamisha Bok, it's Chamisha Chatzai Bok. But nothing's happening, which somehow the Bein Peretz seems to work with Aliyah. What would be, so there's no lack over there at Tvach HaKula B'chiyuva, when he shechted it, there was a whole, he shechted it before they died, it was a full-fledged shechita. But the problem is, in the Tashlumen, is the din of Chamisha Bok, Chamisha Chatzai Bok. Well, I had a suffix. What would be if he stole, if he shechted two shores? He stole two shores from Shimon HaLevi, and he shechted, and he shechted them, and then he was made to Shimon. Would he be chayav to Levi? Here, what's the suffix? Here, the shechit was mechayav in 10 shores. Because he was made to Shimon, now he only has to pay 5. So it's chamisha bokra. Maybe that's fine. You have to pay Chamisha Bokra. No Chamisha Bokra, yeah. Maybe not. Maybe for every shor, yeah, the problem, some is the second way. For every shor, you have to. Every shor has the Mechayev Chamisha Bokra. If you stole, if you shechted two, each one has the Mechayev Chamisha Bokra. If you stole, that's the Yashas. I don't know. I don't know. Also, though, well, this event of parents was sort of sprung on me. Yeah, and another. Taisus. So the nice bottom line to Tezen Taisus is that there's a shear over here. That if you stole a shut of Shengon of Mechaveroi, he's part of him Dal Behei, but he's Chayiv Kefir. So it's Ravu in Taisus that he is Chayiv Kefir. Shut of Shengon of Mechaveroi, he's part of him Dal Behei, but he's Chayiv Kefir. Place later, you haven't probably seen it yet, but there's a place in the bottom of the Tamach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a puzzle that you, that the din of Tain Tain is Ganu. The Gemara says that there's no din toyin tain is ganav, and there's no din ganav, don't kefil by a ganav, by a dova she'ena mesuyim. So it's a machalik sishan. What does it mean a dova she'ena mesuyim? Taisus brings one shot that it means chatzi rima no chatzi egos. Chiyav kefil is only if you sell the whole thing. You sell a chatzi rima no chiyav kefil. So hador. So here it says in Taisus that if you steal half a shor, shutu shigonu mechaverei means he stole half a shor. So there is a chiyuv kefil. That should be a shir. There is a chiyuv kefil. It's in merubah. There is a chiyuv kefil and no chiyuv dal beg. Why is there a chiyuv kefil? It's not a gavur mesuyim. It's half a riman. You have to say that that's still called a davar mesuyim. Davar mesuyim is a din chashivos. Has to have the chashivos of a davar mesuyim, of a whole rimon. Half rimon doesn't have a chashivos, should be chayav and careful. But once you have a davar mesuyim, you have a whole rimon, and you stole half of it, I'm a shutuk in the rimon, and I stole the rimon. So even though I'm only a ganav and half the rimon, but the rimon is a davar mesuyim. The whole rimon has the chashivos of a davar mesuyim. Once the whole rimon is a davar mesuyim, so every bit of it is also a davar mesuyim. The whole shmeis shchita has to be mechayev me, and if half the shchita is not mechayev me, then it's not tfochi kuli b'chiyuv. I thought maybe there's a revach in this nekuda. Besides the fact that it's not a kasha, but I think there's a revach over here because Taisus wants to say that this is a ton of a shaya. It's like a merubah. Merubah means kefil from dalad v'hei because you have kefil and half a shor, and you don't have dalad v'hei and half a shor. That's not a separate shir. I think somebody pointed out before. The Mishnah already said, well, if this is your heart before, the Mishnah already said that Kefil is knowing in everything, and Dalvei is only knowing B'shor B'Sev Elad. So included in the Mishnah that Dalvei is only knowing B'shor B'Sev Elad is that it has to be a whole Shor B'Sev. And there's no Chi of Dalvei for Shechting half a Shor. So it's not a separate, it's not a shir in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Dalvei is only knowing in a Shor B'Sev Elad, which we understand to mean a whole Shor B'Sev. And Kefil is knowing in everything. Everything includes half a shor. So it's really, it's a very, not such a great shir over here. Why is this, not, oh, it's a good shir, but it's not a great, I had kind of a shy over here. It's already in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, for this, maybe it's better. It's not good. Kefil is knowing in everything, but it's taka not knowing in half a shor. If you stole half a shor, there's nothing kefil. So even though it's knowing, it's not knowing in half a shor. If you literally stole half a shor, there was half a shor sitting there and you stole it away, you would not be chayim. It's a davar she'en mesuyim. So it's knowing in davar she'esh b'ruchayim, ein b'ruchayim, but it's only knowing in a whole davar she'en b'ruchayim, a whole davar she'esh b'ruchayim. In a half a shor per se, there's no din kefil. Nonetheless, shutuk shegonu mechaver yichay, because that's called that you stole. Because since there is a half, you stole half of a whole shor. That's called. It's not included in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said ben medavish sheish beruchayim, ben medavish shem beruchayim, it meant whole things, not half things. So meila, this din of shutuk shegonu mechaver is not included in what it said already in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah talked about chayim meant the whole balchay, not a half of balchay. So there's a nushir over here. That when you have a whole balchay, something I wish you could be chayav kefil, but you stole half of it, so you have a chayav kefil. You don't have a chayav dalavet, but you need tefachah kulu b'chiyuv. That's already a shear that's not included. That's a ton of a shear. That's not included in what he already said in the Mishnah. So it's maybe it's kishmak that it's tosis l'shitosa, and not v'shenim asuyim. Not so poshut this work, it's kishmak, but it's not so poshut because I see now the Tosfos ben Peretz there by davar she'en mesuyim doesn't bring this pshat. He brings other pshat in davar she'en mesuyim. Doesn't bring this pshat, and yet Rabbeinu Peretz also talks about this as a shia. So ad kedei kach, I don't know. Says the shitas chayzar hakar. The mission is the davar she'esh b'ruchayim is a whole shot. I mean, forget. Yeah, so how else can we deal with this kash? What's the tana of shaya? There's a tana of shaya because there's a chi of kefil and shut of shigalim mechaveri, and there's no chi of dalad mehe. Why is that a tana of shaya? That's in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said dalad mehe is only knowing b'shar b'sev lola. Kri, a whole shar b'sev. And Kefil's not again anything. It's not even a half of a shot. That's already included what it said in the mission. Some of the Pashat answer, the Emes answer, is that it's not included in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah talks about Dal Vehei is only knowing without Mishor B'Seb B'Lad, it means that the Gneva has to be a Shor B'Seb. If you steal something else, it's not a Gneva, it's Mechayim Dal Vehei. The Din of Utroche Kula B'Chiyuva is not because the Gneva wasn't a Shor. The Gneva was only half a Shor. The Gneva was got a whole Shor. That's not the problem. You can steal half a Shor, that's not the problem. In the Gneva, there's no Din that the Gneva has to be a whole Shor. It's a Din in the Shechita. The Shechita has to be Kula B'Chiyuva. The Gneva was on the whole shot. Shutfin Shigonu with Tova Ha'echem Shaloy with Das Chaveri. There, the Gneva was on the whole shot. If you would get Das Chaveri and Shecht it, it would be the Ha'machayim Dalabet, because there was a Gneva on the whole shot. The problem was, but the Maisa Shchita wasn't the Maisa Shchita that was Kulu B'chiyuvah. So that's like a different din what it says in the Mishnah. What it says in the Mishnah is a din that Dalabet is only knowing if you stole a Shor B'Seh. And steal a Shor B'Heh, the Shor B'Seh is no din Dalabet. This din of Tocha Tul Kul B'chiva says something else. Even if you did steal a Shor B'Seh, the Maisa Shchita has to be a Maisa Shchita of Kul B'chiva. That's not a separate shiur.
That sounds a lot like what Rabbi Parrot said, of why it's not.
And that's what Rabbi Parrot says. It doesn't even count as a shiur, because it's not a shiur. Or maybe that's the pshat in Rabbi Parrot. That's not very good. That's the pshat in Rabbi Parrot. Rabbi Parrot asked, so what does the Shekhanu do with this? We have three shiurim. What are you telling me that Merubah is like Ein Ben and there can't be any shiurim? I have three shiurim. So he says, no, this doesn't count. The Mishnah doesn't count as a shiur at all, because what's the Russian? Thanks for having me. That's what he means. The Mishnah only is only be my things whose gneiv is not mechayev dal vehei. Shor b'seh, it's something that does have dal vehei. If you stole a shor, it does have dal vehei. You have to do a ma'aseh tficha kula b'chiyuva. Fine. So that's not chayev. If you don't do a ma'aseh tficha kula b'chiyuva, it's not mechayev dal vehei. You see it especially strongly in the case of Shutfin Shigon with Tovach Echad Shloi Das Chaveri. There was a fine Gneva. If you want, if you would shecht it with Shus Chaveri, you would be Chayav Dal Vehei. So you can't say this is a case that doesn't have Midas Dal Vehei. It has Midas Dal Vehei, but you have to do the Tvicha properly. I mean, improperly. You have to do the Tvicha in a way that will be Chayav Dal Vehei.
But it doesn't solve the case of
Ein Al.
That's not a
different
Tvicha. The whole
Dal case. That one he treats separately. That when Taka doesn't say that terrorist point, that it says, and then he says separately, but gone of Shor Shul Shnei Shutfin, Hoydo Lechel Mehem, Yilei Hoydo Lechel Mechayev.
What about Rabbi?
Or Hoydo
Lechel Mehem? Or about the question about the Mishnah, that it should be included in the Mishnah?
Because they also, that's not a case where the Maisa Gnev is not Mechayev Midal Vehe. It was the Mishnah talking about things whose theft could not be Mechayev Dal Vehe. If you steal a Chamor, it's not Mechayev Midal Vehe. The gneiv of a chamor is not mechayiv yulei v'dal v'hei. These are things whose gneiv could be mechayiv yulei v'dal v'hei. If you would do a tvicha, that's a proper tvicha that could be mechayiv yulei v'dal v'hei. Except that I didn't do a tvicha that's mechayiv yulei v'dal v'hei, or I was made in a way that therefore I can't be mechayiv yulei v'dal v'hei, because I won't be able to do the tashlumen of dal v'hei. So it's other reasons why I'm not mechayiv yulei v'dal v'hei. But mitzad the dover ha-gonov, it's a dover ha-gonov that could be mechayiv yulei v'dal v'hei. Okay, good. We'll stop here. So tomorrow, Mr. Marlon, I'll tell you about how I sent tomorrow. I already sent Marlon.
John.